Hi everyone, welcome to the Christian Emerging Creatives podcast. My name is Lydia Han. I am a pre-professional dancer and follower of Christ, soon to emerge from Toronto Metropolitan University. Throughout this podcast, I'll be talking about the Christian faith from a creative point of view and the experiences of emerging artists at the beginning of their careers. Welcome to season one. Hello, welcome back to the Christian Emerging Creatives podcast. I am your host, Lydia Han, and today I am here with another lovely friend.
Hey.
Her name is Sophia. Sophia, do you mind introducing yourself to our friends here?
Yeah, for sure. Hi, my name is Sophia. I'm a fourth year media production student at TMU as well.
So, Sophia, how did you get into media production?
I think for me, I've always loved making videos. Ever since I was young, I was making like videos with my sister and my best friend. We created our own like news channel too.
Wait, really?
It's called Peace News Network, PNN.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, and like we would get my sister to be like our special guest or like, you know, just like some random like cast member. And then like my friend was the host and I would like film her.
Aww.
And then we would have like theme music and like props and everything.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty serious.
How old were you when you
made this? Oh my gosh, probably like grade two to like four maybe.
Oh wow, so you have had a love for like video and filming at a pretty young age.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I don't think I realized that it was such a genuine love, because also as I grew older, I was also into like making those little vlogs when you're with your friends, you know, just filming random stuff, editing it on like iMovie with all the stock like footage and music and text, you know. And then as I was going through high school and trying to figure out what I wanted to go into university for, I was, you know, debating like tech or like social sciences. And then in grade 11, I went to like the university fair. And then I was like walking around, I saw media production. I'm like, what's that? You know, so random. Go up to the booth and like this girl was so sweet. She was telling me all about it. She was like, yeah, we're going to make podcasts in the curriculum. It's so fun. You're going to do this. You're going to do that.
Podcast. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. So I was like, yo, that is so cool. And that kind of stuck with me as I entered grade 12. And I was like, you know what? Let me just apply and see what's up. And then I got in. And then the rest is history.
Wow. So it's interesting because before we had Kelly on the podcast,
hey Kelly,
who is also in media production, and we kind of discussed how this program is pretty broad. So for you, what are the things about media production that you have been digging into these past few years? What are the parts about media production that you love?
I think it is such a great program in like the heart of the city. You know, there's so many opportunities around us to work for other companies, but also work for each other and just build up our network within the school, get experience, like hands-on experience with the equipment and everything, and create our own projects. So I really enjoyed that. And I really enjoyed the community aspect of it all. For myself, I have fallen in love with broadcasting and kind of the multi-camera environment. So this includes like news broadcasts, live events, game shows, variety shows, kind of things of that nature. I just love how chaotic it is, honestly, in the moment, because you have so many people all working together to make the show happen. And I just love that live aspect of it where, you know, it's kind of up to you to capture these moments and keep up with the pace of everything. So I really enjoyed that. And I love also, again, like the community aspect of it, because it is so many people working together all at the same time creating this project. And it's such a fun bonding experience as well, because it's like so crazy but so rewarding at the end of the day. So that's kind of where I've like dug my feet into and kind of pursued throughout my 4 years.
Did you know that you were into kind of the broadcasting and the multicam when you headed into university, or it just sort of became like it became a love for yourself as you continued?
Definitely like gradual like love. Because honestly, I didn't realize like broadcasting was like an actual thing. I'm like, oh, TV, cool, you know?
Yeah, it's just people live.
On my TV. And I'm like, how did you get there? I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Boring. Exactly. And then you can head into it and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, like, yo, there's people behind this? This is how it happens? Mm-hmm. No, I'm really grateful for our program because in first year, they make us take like an audio class, a single camera class, and then a multi-camera class. Single camera is your typical films, movies, you know, audio is what we're doing right now. And then multi-camera is that studio environment, you know? And as I was going through all of them, you know, I'm like, this is cool. But again, just that rush of multicam and just seeing how everyone's working together and how we're like putting so much work into this beforehand. And then on show day, everything is coming to life. And then, you know, there's no need to edit it after because it's done, right? And so I just really enjoyed that. And I found that out in my first year. You know, I didn't even realize it was an option, but now it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's interesting. You know, actually, Kelly talked about how she loves multicam.
Really? That's interesting. Well,
so for you, do you feel like you like to be like one of the people behind one of the cameras, like filming? Or do you like seeing it all and like choosing when to switch?
Okay. Yeah. Look at you. You know so much.
That's because Kelly taught me in the last episode.
Wow, this is impressive. Guys, she's in dance. Yo. I really love just all the aspects of it because every part of a multi-camera production is so important. You know, sometimes in film it's based on a hierarchy.
Okay.
And sure, it goes like it's the same for multi-camera. Uh-huh. But without one person the show can't go on. One person's late, we all have to wait. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so for me personally, you know, when I was first getting into it and doing all those introduction intermediate classes, it was so fun using all the tech. Because, you know, like, our school has the studios. We got those big cameras. We have all the fancy equipment. I was like, yo, this is real, you know? So I really loved doing all of that. But then as I, you know, developed my skill set, I was like, I'm not really the best. Like, it's fun to do all of these tech roles. But, you know, I really do enjoy kind of, like, building out the idea and kind of, like, managing everyone. So I kind of went from, like, being behind the camera onto, like, being in the control room and looking at it from a big picture, seeing what the shot is looking like, seeing how the story is like unfolding and everything. So kind of more in like the managing side of multicam in a way.
Directing,
producing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Okay. Now we're going to switch hats a little bit. Could you tell us a little bit about how you came to Christianity?
Testimony time. I always say this, but like I've been blessed to know Christ my entire life. You know, growing up in a Christian family, my parents were very firm on expressing God's love to me and always like reminding me of him and just, you know, there's something beyond us. You know, we're here as a gift from God. So I was just really blessed to know that. Growing up, you know, going to church, Sunday school, all that, memorizing all the verses, you know, singing all the songs, like VBS camps, you know, right? So just really grateful to have known of God and of Jesus my entire life. But then as you grow older, you're kind of like, eh, this is just something that, you know, my parents do and I'm just here along for the ride. Mm. Not really understanding the depth of the gospel and how that it is so personal and intimate to me. So then, you know, high school, not really thinking much of it, you know, kind of straying away from faith, not really going to church, but still like, okay, cool. There's like God there. But then as I'm growing up, kind of realizing and learning more about Christ as well, just through, thankfully, like the Christian community around me, I was like, yo, I like this. There's something here. So as I graduated high school, entered university, you know, the curiosity was there, trying to personalize my faith now. And just really understand, you know, who God is, how I can live out his gospel, and how I can be a disciple and serve him and serve others around me.
Hmm. Yeah. I think it's interesting you talked about personalizing your faith and then, like, serving others. So could you talk a little bit more about how you view like servanthood, whether it be in church or not. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What that journey has been like for you. Mm. Realizing you want to be a servant of God.
Mm, nice. I think, like, in high school, I kind of stopped going to church for a little bit. But then, like, praise God, my sister was going. She brought me back in. My parents were, like, gently encouraging me to go back. And I went back in grade 11. And at the point, you know, you're kind of, like, the older ones now in the youth group, you know. And I just felt, like, this, I don't know, this, like, sense of, like, oh, I'm, like, big sister now to all these girls in the youth group. And, like, kind of leading them, mm-hmm. like, indirectly, you know, just kind of trying to be an example for them.
Yeah.
And so I think that was, like, the first, like, introduction of, like, serving, because that is such a simple way. But at the time, you don't realize it is, like, serving God, because you're trying to model Christ to mm-hmm. these girls, right? Mm-hmm. And then in 2020, I was, like, a youth intern for my youth program as well. And so just kind of helping, you know, and honestly, that, there's a fun story behind that, actually.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. So I applied and, like, whatever. I was like, okay, like, you know, we'll see what happens, you know. And then I don't get the job. Like, I don't get the job. Like, oh. I don't get the position. Okay?
Okay.
And then my, at the time, youth pastor, he calls me on Instagram.
Wait, a call on Instagram?
Yes. Like, why are you calling me on Instagram? Uh-huh. A video call from Instagram. From the youth account, too. Like, what is happening? And then he's sitting in his car. He's like, hey, you know, like, I was just wondering, like, if you still, like, want this job.
Oh.
And I was, like, just taken aback. And I was like, sure, I guess, you know, like, I'm not doing anything this summer, right? So that's also kind of telling of, like, where my heart was and, like, how I viewed serving. I just saw it as kind of like, okay, cool, this is a cool job, you know? And so kind of, like, praise God that I was able to work with the youth program that summer, because it taught me a lot. And it revealed to me how I was lacking in my faith a lot, in my understanding of just Christ. So it's funny, because I wasn't supposed to be in the position, but then that changed my life and changed my faith a lot. Mm. So it's kind of cool how, like, God worked in that way, where it's like, hey, girl, you were added in. Mm. But praise God, I was added in, mm. you know? And so I continued working during that summer. Next summer, I did the same thing. And then I realized, like, wow, God has always been there and urging me to serve him, and I enjoy serving. I found strengths in leadership in that way, in more like admin stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And just like helping facilitate these programs and seeing the fruits of it and seeing how God is working in these kids' lives was so inspiring. So that is kind of what drew me to serving him more, and also knowing now in hindsight, you know, like, we're called to do that. But yeah, that's kind of my journey there.
Mm, that's interesting. When you were first rejected, or like mm-hmm. when you didn't get the job, mm-hmm. How did you feel?
I wasn't mad or anything, because I knew that I wasn't like the most extroverted person out there, you know. And like at that time, I think our youth group needed someone like very excitable and very outgoing, and that was not me. I'm quiet. I keep to myself, you know. I thrive in a small group, but not in like leading the entire like youth program for the summer. So I didn't really feel too bad about it. So it was funny when they like called me back, and I'm like, oh, sure, I guess. But then I think also like God's plan, because the three of us working together, we had really good chemistry, really good dynamics, and we all had different strengths, so we balanced each other out very well. So
praise God.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's so good. So now connecting the dots a little mm-hmm. bit more, how have you seen, I guess, servanthood, mm-hmm. this aspect of faith, intertwine with media production, or even have you seen it mm-hmm, happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's interesting, because I feel like as my faith grew in university, it affected, obviously, as your faith grows, it will affect every area of your life. But I really saw it throughout this program, and just like praise God for working in me and around me. I think it's tough to be a Christian in this world today, period. I'm surrounded by people that are, you know, very anti-Christianity will make like just straight up jokes about like faith, you know, and expecting people to laugh as well.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I'm like, yo, this is the God who loves all of us and who loves you. Yet I feel so shamed almost into saying that I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
So it's been tough to, I guess, spread the gospel in that way. But also, I think I really focus on how, knowing that the Holy Spirit is working in all of us and that we are exemplifying Christ and being his light in this world, I've really taken that to heart and just put my trust in knowing that God's love in me is shown through my actions with others and my interactions with other people, you know, and just letting that be my encouragement and motivation to keep like running the race, you know, and just keep striving and pursuing God, even if others around me are so discouraging and shame me into this, knowing that like my joy and my treasure lies with God in heaven, you know?
I think what you talked about, and this has come up a lot, I guess, within the arts too, is like, how do you stand up for God? And how he made you to be in the circumstances where the world is totally like ridiculing Christianity and who God is. How do you do that when something happens in the moment? And so on the other hand, I wanted to ask, have you witnessed other Christians in your program? I mean, other than Kelly, of course.
Yeah.
Or like even in, when you have like internships or work opportunities, like where are the pockets of light that you see God that can encourage you to stand up?
I'm going to be real. I think I'm still trying to find those pockets of light. I think it's just really hard and just, I don't know, the society to see that, especially in this industry. I think I just see it a lot in either like people's characters or if they're receptive to how I'm approaching things. Not to say like I'm the light everywhere, you know, I go, but like in how I respond to things and how I'm reacting to things, seeing how other people are taking that, you know, like I do my best not to act in anger immediately, you know, and like if other people are doing that, they're kind of seeing like, oh, why is she not angry? You know, what peace does she have in her that I don't, you know, knowing that I have the Holy Spirit in me, you know,
your responses.
Yeah, exactly. I actually have an example of that. I was doing my like practicum last semester. We were like some complications of like booking a studio and like, you know, people just like trying to take advantage of us, you know, not cool stuff. And just like we were getting like really frustrated.
Yeah.
So then like my team and I were trying to like like regroup and everything. And then, you know, they're all kind of looking at me because I was the producer. They're like, what should we do, Sophia? Like, should we like get revenge on them? Should we do this? Should we do that to them? You know? And in that moment, I'm like, God, what do I do?
Yeah.
You know, I'm also frustrated. I'm also mad at these people. But am I going to act in anger or am I going to act in grace? You know, like asking in that moment, like, Holy Spirit, like, work through me right now. Like, this is all by you. This is not by me. I need your supernatural grace and, like, peace with us, you know? And, like, vivid memory in my head, all of them staring at me going, like, Sophia, what should we do? I'm standing there. And I'm like, okay. Like, deep breath. And I'm like, okay. We are turning the other cheek. We are not going to get revenge on them. You know, this is just a reflection of, like, their character. But that doesn't mean that we have to do this back to them. You know, we are not, we don't have the malicious intent. You know, we don't need to get back at them because we know that we're going to be okay. They can do them and like we can move on, you know, not letting the anger like harbor in our hearts, you know, and kind of saying that to them. They all kind of went, oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, so their response was like
positive. Yeah,
that's really
good. Exactly. And, you know, and like even if I wasn't explicitly mentioning God or like mentioning Christ's love for us and like the Spirit working through and like within me, like they know I'm Christian, you know, they know that I'm approaching things differently and they can apply these principles to their life, whether they know that it's because of like Jesus dying for us or not,
mm-hmm.
you know, so kind of just working and holding on to that hope that like our reactions, our words have impacts on people, have an impact on people, and you know, you pray that it sticks with them and you're just planting that seed,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. So it's interesting what you're talking about, because last year for me in dance, there was a conflict between our choreographer and my class, something that the choreographer did that our class didn't like, and then it was just like a lot of like miscommunication and impatience, anger, those feelings that were kind of like the atmosphere. And I knew it was pretty hard to forgive the choreographer for everyone,
mm-hmm.
or like I think it's easy to think that like why should we forgive her when she has kind of ridiculed us and like made us feel like trash. But I think like naturally the Holy Spirit was like, you can't just not forgive and move on, because there's no way to move on. If you're not forgiving, you're still focusing on what happened in the past. And I don't know if my classmates were able to forgive her, but I know for me, like, as I went throughout the rest of the process, like, we still had a show to do, like, in my heart, I forgave her. And that helped me move on.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't, like, talked to it about my classmates.
Mm-hmm.
But I just hoped that they were able to forgive her as well.
Mm-hmm.
And these things always happen with not just the arts, but
yeah,
in all parts of life.
Yeah,
any work field, when you're working with any people,
yeah,
there are gonna be people, whether Christian or not, that will be tough
mm-hmm.
to communicate to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really interesting lesson, I think, especially in creative processes.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. How have you implemented your faith in God in projects you've done in the past, or maybe projects that you're doing in now, mm-hmm. or in your creative process of creating like a show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think going back to practicum, like I learned a lot from it. And like even on our shoot days, like I had a reminder on my phone. I was like, pray, you know. Did I find the time to pray? I'm gonna be honest, no. It was chaotic, but honestly, just seeing that on my phone reminded me that I am doing everything for God's glory, you know. And like going into these hectic days that are so stressful, knowing that my reward is in heaven, and that everything I do is a reflection of Christ's love for me and for us in my projects, that was also really like calming. It brings like that, again, like that peace that makes no sense,
mm-hmm.
honestly, right?
Yeah.
So I've just been, as I'm growing in my faith, as I'm growing in this career, knowing that I know that I will face a lot of people and work with a lot of people that will have different opinions than me, and I just have to respect them but still stand firm in my faith, not letting their jokes or their opinions, you know, influence what I think or how I'm approaching something, being like mindful of like the projects I'm working on and what that means for like, does this align with my faith and what I believe in, you know, is this honoring God or
mm-hmm.
not,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just really trying to be graceful and like genuinely kind in all the projects I work in, you know. And even like yesterday I was talking to my friend and she's like, yeah man, I don't know how you do it, like you show so much grace yet are still firm when you're a producer, you know. And reading that, I was like, she does not know that it's all through Christ, you know, in me,
yeah,
that I'm able to have that. And I was like, oh, how do I like express this to you, knowing that you're not a Christian, but like you can experience this too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So just kind of knowing
it's
that,
not like, all our doing.
Exactly. Exactly. So like, how do I express this to someone that doesn't believe that this is God at work, you know? So like, I guess that's a pocket of hope, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People see us and see how we're living in God's love and in his grace. But yeah, I've just been trying to be more mindful and more intentional as well. You know, just in the quiet moments I do have to myself, like during crazy shoot days, you know, I'm just breathing, praying, asking God if like I'm missing anything, asking for his discernment, asking for his strength, you know, knowing that it's not through, like you said, not through my strength alone that I can do all of this. And like, praise God that I'm able to use this gift that he's given me,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this industry.
Yeah.
Have fun doing it and still glorify him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if people don't realize that I'm doing this for God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. What inspires you to create or film?
Oh. That's a good one. I honestly just love capturing life. And like, low-key, it's crazy that we're just here right now doing this podcast, you know. Praise God that we're here. But I just love capturing like the mundaneness of our everyday lives. Like, when else are we going to be sitting here doing a podcast in downtown Toronto, you know, with your friends that you met in university at your fellowship? Like, praise God, wearing our same matching sweaters, mm-hmm. you know, like, praise God that he's brought us together and that we're a part of this wonderful plan that brings us so much joy, you know?
Mm.
I just love capturing moments like this and just seeing how much love there is in everyone. Like, I want to capture that. That inspires me to create. You know, I love bouncing ideas with people when we're like trying to create something, you know, like, what do you think? And then working together, workshopping it, you know, bringing back, like having crazy ambitious ideas, but then you're like, hold on, I can't do that. And then bringing it back down and like working together to figure out how we can actually make this. I find that so rewarding and so joyful. And so I'm just grateful that I'm able to be strong in my faith and have this passion, knowing that like God will be seen through my work and like from those around me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's with any like photography or like videography,
mm-hmm.
capturing moments and memories will always be like the meaningful part, like when you look back
mm-hmm.
at it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like even sometimes my parents show me like scrapbooks
mm-hmm.
of like printed photos they have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then now we have the opportunity to just be on our phones and capture it,
mm-hmm.
like pictures or like videos mm-hmm. and vlogs. Everyone see Sophia's vlog too.
Exactly.
She makes amazing vlogs. Hey. She's been doing it for years, but yeah, it's like every time, like at least for me, like when I go back, I'm like, oh yeah, like reminiscing, like,
yeah.
This happened, life is beautiful,
mm-hmm.
wow, humans are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I agree with you, that is inspiring.
It's sweet, you know, we're able to capture this life too.
Exactly.
Everyone should get into scrapbooking, by the way.
Yes.
Lost art.
Yes.
Bring it back, y'all.
I think during COVID, I made like 2 scrapbooks.
Oh my gosh, nice.
Yeah, but I haven't had time to dig back.
It's okay. When we make our prayer boards, it's kind of like scrapbooky.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And have prayer boards as well.
Prayer boards.
Yeah. We're heading into the tail end, so I have a few more questions mm-hmm. left. But how would you like to see your faith and your passion in filming and television and multicam work
mm-hmm.
intertwine in the next few years for you
mm.
as you emerge?
Mm-hmm. I think this has been more prevalent just because like we're graduating soon. So it's like, yo, real life is coming. You know, we're no longer just students dilly-dallying. I think for me personally, I really want to just incorporate prayer more into my work. You know, whether it's in the pre-production process, you know, just asking God for his wisdom and discernment when trying to decide things and how to approach things. I'm doing it right now. Like, you know, doing my like faculty's award show, you know, just really asking God for strength and like discernment on what I should do, because there's so many things to do. Yeah. I don't know where to start, but knowing that like God has a plan, I can just pray and ask him reveal your will to me, you know? So just kind of trying to be more mindful and just praying a lot more. I was talking to like our friend, you know, like when we were doing her short film, she's like, I don't know if like, we have time, but I want to pray before we eat, you know? But unfortunately, like we didn't have enough time to just like pray before we all like ate. But, you know, incorporating little things like that, you know, even if someone sees you praying before you eat, you know, like that can spark curiosity. So just knowing that, like, there are so many opportunities for me to exemplify God's love, whether that is through my words, my actions, my thoughts, but also through praying, reading my Bible, you know, like not being afraid to say that, oh yeah, sorry, I can't come, I got church, or sorry, I can't do this, I'm hanging out, you know, with my church fellowship, you know, trying to just be more bold in my faith in that way, but also keeping it very intentional.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I love how you talk about being living out as a Christian socially through the people you work with in your creative processes. Because mm-hmm. I think that's important. And those are the people that you are spending most of your time with when you are creating something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way you're going to create an outcome alone that's better than working with other people, right?
Yeah.
So it's all about the grace and patience and love that you have, not only for yourself from God,
mm-hmm.
but for others to see within the processes of creation. Yeah, I think one thing that I've also been thinking about is like when you create content, like, and this goes back to like what you, when you were talking about like when you watched news channels when you were younger, you don't think about what happens behind the scenes, but so much of it comes from, so much of the positivity and memories that come from that broadcast or the show or the movie is from the process of creating it, right? So the importance of showing God's love and standing up for yourself in those processes is really important. Something I reflected on. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. We are already at the end.
I'm honored.
Yeah. And so thank you so much for being here, sharing with us your experiences and how you hope to continue living out your faith with Christ and your passion for filming and directing, producing, maybe. Yeah.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome.
Yay! I'm so happy. Well, I'll see you guys in the next episode, so stay tuned. Bye-bye.
Bye.